Hello, friends. Welcome today to Bible Sunshine. We're glad you've joined us today. I was thinking of a verse in 1 John that says, if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with the other, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. So these few minutes together are part of that exercise of walking in the light. And so we call it Bible Sunshine, walking in the light of God's love and His life and rejoicing together in the Lord. Well, let's join our hearts together in prayer and ask the Lord to bless these moments that we have together. Father, thank You for Your Word. Thank You for Your love. Thank You for the life that we have when we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, the free gift of eternal life by grace through faith. We praise You for that today. And we thank You for the light of Your Word. The entrance of Your Word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple, the psalmist said. So today we pray, Lord, that You will give understanding to us, that You will give the light and illumination of Your Word to our hearts by Your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we're continuing our study in the book of Philippians, considering this special phrase, in Christ or in the Lord or in Him or in whom. And so we come today to chapter 4. We'll get a running start here with looking at the first one that we considered yesterday in verse 1. Chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, my beloved and longed for brethren, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord. How can we stand fast in the Lord each day? Well, one way is to be in the Word of God. Every day we need to be in the Scriptures. We need to be hearing God's voice through the words of the Holy Bible. So to stand fast in the Lord, we need to be people of the book, to read the Word, to listen to the Word, to hear the Word, to memorize the Word, to meditate on the Word, and to live out the Word of God. That's how we stand fast in the Lord. Here's another way. We need to be people of prayer. What is prayer? Prayer is simply talking to God. So we need to talk to God daily. Talk to Him moment by moment. Live in an attitude of the consciousness of the presence of God around us and talk to Him in fellowship and communion. And we need to be people who encourage others. We need to be people who witness the gospel of Jesus Christ. All of these things help us to stand fast. Well, notice in verse 2, and we also considered this yesterday, the Apostle Paul says to the Philippian church, I implore Euodia and I implore Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. The problem at Philippi was that there was a little bit of disunity, apparently, and it seems that these two women were faithful servants of God. Probably they were striving to serve the Lord, and in that process they clashed with each other. And so the Apostle Paul says, I'm imploring them to have the same mind, to think the same thing in the Lord. So when the Lord is our focus and we turn to the Lord, then we can have unity. I want them to think the same thing, that their focus would be centered in the Lord Jesus Christ and centered on Him. That is a wonderful remedy for disunity. Stop focusing on your own agenda, on your own plans, even your own goals, and focus on the Lord. Turn your attention to the Lord. May all of us, may each one of us put that into practice today to focus on the Lord and then be unified with God's people. He goes on in verse 3 to say, I urge you also, true companion, help these women who labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. If we go back to the book of Acts, chapter 16, we see that the founding of the church involved the salvation of a woman who became a very godly, influential woman in the church. And I'm talking about Lydia. But notice this, in chapter 16, verse 13, Acts chapter 16, verse 13, Luke tells us, on the Sabbath day, we went out of the city to the riverside, where prayer was customarily made. And we sat down and spoke to the women who met there. Now, I don't know if Euodias and Syntyche were part of that original prayer meeting, but perhaps they were. The women gathered for prayer. Apparently, there were not enough men to constitute a synagogue. And so the women gathered, but they were at the riverside. And so these women came to know Christ. I think we could safely assume that. Lydia is the one spoken of, that God opened her heart to listen to things that Paul had spoken. She was saved, she was baptized, and she says in verse 15, if you judge me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay. She was a woman of means and used her resources to be hospitable for the Apostle Paul and the missionary team, we could say. So I'm wondering if Euodia and Syntyche, Paul refers to them here as those who labored in the gospel in chapter 4, verse 3. I wonder if in their zeal to serve Christ, they irritated each other. Somehow they got into a conflict. And Paul says, I'm just imploring them, I'm encouraging them, I'm exhorting them to do this. Focus on the Lord. Think the same thing in the Lord. Be minded of Christ and have the mind of Christ in you. Let your focus be on God's purposes and His plans as revealed in the person and work of Jesus Christ. Great advice for all of us. Having a conflict in your marriage, both of you, focus on thinking the same thing in the Lord. Look at what you have in common in Christ instead of the difference that is causing conflict. In a family relationship, in a work relationship, in a church, the focus continually needs to be on the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm convinced of this. The devil loves it when our focus is elsewhere. He loves it when we focus inwardly on ourselves, when we focus outwardly on someone else and their fault, when we focus on circumstances. The devil loves it when we mind everything else except the mind that is in Jesus Christ, thinking on Him. So may we today be minded the same thing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we come to verse 4, and he says here, rejoice in the Lord. I love this. He has said in chapter 3, verse 1, rejoice in the Lord. In chapter 4, verse 4, he says it again. And you may know that little chorus that says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. And he repeats it. Again, I say, rejoice. Where is the focus of the joy? It's in the Lord. Again, Paul writing from Rome, under house arrest, imprisoned, in chains. And he says, rejoice in the Lord. Look upward. Look to the Lord. Set your heart, your will on Him. And give praise to Him. Give thanks to Him. I sent out a link Sunday from a dear brother in Christ, Brother Perry Cunningham, who's in the Nassau, Bahamas. And years ago at Clearwater Christian College, Perry and I were students together. He was a very good friend to me back then. And I appreciated his admonition that he sent out Sunday as he gave a Facebook message. And he said, count your blessings. name five things you're thankful for. That would be good therapy for all of us today. Will you do that as soon as you finish Bible Sunshine? Will you just take the time to count five blessings and give praise to the Lord? It may seem like an exercise at first, but it is a good exercise, a good spiritual exercise, to methodically think through five things that we're thankful for. Five things that we can praise God for. It's a way to exercise fulfillment of rejoicing in the Lord always. And it's not like we do that once and we're done for the week or the month or the year. Every day we need to turn our hearts upward and to rejoice in the Lord. To thank the Lord for His goodness. I know it's easy to grumble, it's easy to gripe, but we have to turn our hearts upward. The other day a brother was commenting on how you don't have to do any work to get some healthy weeds. We have some flower boxes hanging on our balcony. Hopefully in a few days or weeks they will be filled with beautiful flowers. But you know what I noticed this morning? They're already growing healthy weeds. Weeds! We didn't do anything to earn those weeds. We didn't plant them. We haven't intentionally watered them. But there they are before we have the opportunity to plant flowers. I want to say that a lack of gratitude and griping and complaining are weeds in our spiritual heart garden. Let me say that again. Griping and complaining and lack of gratitude are weeds in our spiritual heart garden. So here's what we need to do today. We need to go to that heart garden and pull out those weeds of griping and bitterness and lack of gratitude and complaining and all of the rest. Instead, we need to plant the seeds of rejoicing in the Lord, give thanks to Him, and to praise Him, and to say, Lord, I know You're good. I know You're true. I know Your Word will never fail. I know that You will supply my needs. And I am focusing on You. I'm praising You, Lord. Let us today rejoice in the Lord. And again, rejoice. Let's do that this very day. Well, now, we come down to chapter 4, verse 7, and let me just introduce this. Depending on your translation, you may have a hidden in Christ. I say hidden because verse 7 says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." But the word translated through is really the preposition in the Greek, in Christ Jesus. So here's another one. God's peace that surpasses understanding will guard our hearts and minds in the person and work of Jesus Christ. In Christ, we can have peace. Well, today I want to start over on the prayer calendar of the 1040 window, prayer request for countries. And on day one, the countries are Algeria, Africa. It ranks 25th on the persecution scale of 1 to 50. Benin, Africa. It doesn't have a ranking. And Burkina Faso, three African countries. And I want to pray for believers there and for the work of God to prosper. Let's also lift up those who have been affected and inflicted with the coronavirus. Dear Father, we thank You today for Your faithfulness, and we do rejoice in You. And Father, we praise You for so many blessings in Christ. Thank You that we have this opportunity to communicate Your Word. We pray that You will use it and bless it. And Lord, we lift up to You these three nations, Algeria and Benin and Burkina Faso. We pray, Lord, for Christians that are in those countries and those that are facing opposition, hardship, persecution. Lord, will you today encourage them? Will you give them some verse of Scripture to lift their hearts to you? And will you give them boldness and power to be a witness for you? We pray, Lord, for the countries that have Bible-believing churches, that you will bless those churches and protect them and multiply them. And Lord, send Scriptures to them so that every believer could have a copy of the Word of God in their native tongue. And Lord, we bring to you today loved ones who have suffered the loss of a relative, another loved one, from the coronavirus. Lord, will you give your comfort, your grace, your peace, your strength, the ability to focus on you and to be strong in the Lord and to stand fast in the Lord. We pray, Father, for those who have this virus. We ask for their healing. We pray for Christian ministries that are reaching out to people that are sick, and they pray with them and witness to them. Give them power and boldness. And we ask for the healing of the body, but even more for the healing of the soul. We pray, Lord, that you will bring an end to this. But Lord, we pray that you would use it to bring revival to our nation and to the world. We pray for governors and mayors and top leaders to tell people to pray, to seek God, to trust in Him. Lord, we pray that your people will trust in you at this time and will be examples of those who rejoice in the Lord. We pray in Jesus' wonderful and powerful name. Amen. God bless you, dear friend. We're so glad you joined us today on Bible Sunshine. We hope to see you tomorrow again at 12 o'clock. God bless you.